is Out of Africa with JPR. Music out of Africa, past and present, with JPR. This is simply out of this world with JPR.
Okay.
Good evening, this is Out of Africa with JPR, and tonight we've got a special jazz, African jazz or jazz with a touch of Africa in it, whichever way. Since most of the music that I play came from Africa in the first place, it would be quite difficult to tell which one is which. Certainly on that first track by Joe Zawinul, the African influence is there because Salif Keita is singing, but it's quite jazzy. So there you go, that was Bimoya, Joe Zawinul, and the album My People. On the second one, I think it's more of an African track with some jazz in it. Sheikh Tidiane Seck and Hang Jones from their album Sarala, and the track Komijara. Relaxed groove of Sheikh Tidiane Seck and Hang Jones on their album Sarala. The track was Comidiara. David Murray is an American saxophonist, and he's teamed up with the Guo Kwa Masters, who are from the Caribbean, and they sing a song called Congo, so maybe that's the African connection. It's from the album The Devil Tried to Kill Me. I played quite a number of songs from that album in my Out of This World program. Congo, David Murray and the Guo Kwa Masters.
Oh,
great funky rhythm, a little bit like Afrobeat from David Murray and the Gwokwa Masters. The Devil Tried to Kill Me is the album, and the track Congo, that was in 2009. I forgot to tell you that the Hang Jones and Sheikh Jidiansek came from an album released in 1988, so quite a way back. Next, Santana. Yes, Santana doing a Ture Kunda number, Africa Bamba, from their album Supernatural.
Yeah.
quite a mixture there from Santana. So there was the African element, there was the jazz element, and there was the Latin element. All of them were there with Africa Bamba, Santana, from their album Supernatural. Now, two, back to back. That's the influence of jazz on African music. On Eddie Funko, who are a band from Ghana. I cannot find this album, but luckily I've got a digital copy of a cassette, which I treasure dearly, from their album The Pace Setters, produced by Brian Eno in 1981. Blinking Eyes is the track. And I'll follow that with Osibisa, obviously, who are the quintessential African jazz band. The very best of Osibisa is the album Africa We Go Go. Have a nice time. Very similar sounding tracks here. Osibisa with Africa We Go Go and Eddie Fanco with Blinking Eyes. The influence of jazz on African music, or the influence of African music on jazz. The influence of Latin music on African music and jazz. Africa, Havana, Paris, Ricardo Lembo and Máquina Loca. That was in 1998 from the album Mambo Yo-Yo.
Thank you. Frère Sabine, Tonton Yonan, Marie-Laville. Le Kindulango, hein? Jazz, hein?
The influence of Latin music on Congolese music by Ricardo Lemvo and Makina Loka, Crazy Machine, Africa, Havana, Paris. Now, the influence of jazz on African music. Mamadou Barry from Guinea, from his album Nayo back in 2009. That was last year. Africa 5, which is a take on Take 5. Mamadou Barry.
Thank you.
version of Take Five by Mamadou Barry from Guinea, from his album Nayo. It was one of my best world albums last year, 2009. Well, this is the end of the program. We'll finish with a rather long track. I'll just let it play and cut it when it comes down to 54 minutes, which is how many minutes I have for my programs, unfortunately. I wish they were longer. I'll dedicate this track to DJ Ritu, whose program World in London is being axed by the BBC, which is not very nice, really. So we hope that they're not going to ax it. And we'll just make wishes that they don't ax it. Pharoah Sanders, one of the greatest American saxophonists, played with John Coltrane, of course, and his 1995 album Message from Home, which is obviously Africa, had a great track in it which Charlie Gillett actually played on one of his programs and also put on one of his compilations. Our roots began in Africa. This says it all. See you next week.